And out of Florida, where David Howard of Tampa, Florida, is going to spend 8 months in prison and then serve 2 years probation for shouting racial slurs and violent threats at a Muslim couple about to buy the home next door. And this week, the judge also ordered Howard to pay $30,000 in restitution to Kaidarbai Ali Asghar and his family. It's the down payment they lost back in 2016 when they backed out of buying the home because of those threats. This was supposed to be the last walkthrough. Ali, his wife, her elderly parents, the realtors, sellers, the movers were all there. The house, a dream home in an upscale area. When suddenly David Howard burst out of his home, yelling vile threats, most we can't fully repeat. Kaidarbai Ali Asghar joins us now from WUSF in Tampa. This must have been horrible.
To me, my family, and my in-laws, that was the shock of our life, basically. And we even could not even think or contemplate what is going on. So right. when things went to that point, we thought, okay, this is not the time we should be there. So we immediately moved out.
I'm sure it felt so dangerous to you. Look, he said, I will break all your F-bomb windows and I will burn your F-bomb house down if these people move in here. He said to the movers, are you really going to move in these dot heads? You know, a slur. It was vile and shocking and frightening, I'm imagining.
Yes, yeah. Shocking, frightening. I would say I'll go one more step. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because you cannot even think that this somebody in that area could even think of, forget about speaking and confronting like this.
Yeah. Has this ever happened to you before, being targeted for being a Muslim or being, you know?
Thank God. It never happened. In fact, this country is so great, you know. People are good. Honestly, this was the first time and was so severe that it shook us from our core, you know.
Yeah. Well, and you decide to back out of the purchase even though you lost $30,000.
Yes.
Look, what did you think when you found out that there is such a thing as the Fair Housing Law? It's a civil rights law. It prevents housing discrimination based on race or religion. And under this law, you cannot prevent someone from buying a home, which in effect those threats did.
What we wanted to do was to look at our Justice Department and the FBI to get us to the point where we feel that we are safe and the justice is done. And this whole journey was a lot of trials and tribulations, pain and, you know, sweating. But at the end, what we saw is justice was done.
Well, look, we know that David Howard's defense was that he lost a family member in 9/11. He wasn't crazy about Muslims. He says this in a deposition. He also told the judge, I have a terminal illness. I'm dying of AIDS. His lawyers blamed his outburst on testosterone supplements that he was taking because of the AIDS. Did that change your thinking at all, to, you know, maybe become more sympathetic?
When he narrated his own challenges in the court, of course, as a human, you, me, or anybody, even the, like a stone-hearted person would melt, you know. So owning the responsibility without blaming the external factor was what we feel is more important, and that gives a sense of a natural human being having a kind heart.
Well, he did say to the judge that he acted wrongly. The incident happened and he wished he could undo it. But the judge also reminded him that he said in the testimony for the civil suit that's still pending that if he had done the same thing in New York that he did to you in Tampa, he would have gotten a ticker tape parade. And he also said he lost a family member in 9/11 and he wasn't crazy about Muslims. So that seems to cancel out some of his feelings. But meanwhile, where are you and your family going to maybe try to now move to Davis Islands?
After all this, what has happened now, probably we are now trying to first bring ourselves back together to the point that we start trusting people. You know, we do trust, but there's a, like a space there where we still feel when you go to an unknown place, hey, how people will react because the way we are put our attire, though it's a nice attire. If you see, you'll fall in love with that. It's not like something, you know. And people also, at times, they don't understand or they even don't think. My small action, more than the, close to 2 years, we are fighting on this. So how many man-hours, how much pain, play, all that has gone into this.
Yeah. And as you said, you still have a place in your heart, it sounds like, where you and your family aren't sure.
Oh, yeah, because it's very hard to contemplate how it affects me and my, especially my kids. When this type of incidents happens, you and I can take it, but with the kids, it's very hard to recover. It takes time.
That's Kadubai Ali Askar, and we wish you the best of luck wherever your new home is. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And before I leave, I have to share one, like we have an old proverb, and my mom from our childhood, she used to always tell us that, so when there's a righteousness in the heart, there's a beauty in the character. When there's beauty in the character, there is harmony in home. And when there is harmony in the home itself, there's order in life. And when there's order in life, it enlightens everyone and brings peace, security, and respect for all.
Well, Kadubai Ali Askar, we wish you all the best in wherever your home is. Thank you. Thank you so much.